Welcome to Kofsi Cast, a podcast that are designed to help you achieve academic success. Brought to you by the University of the Free State Student Affairs in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning. And today, also with Student Counseling and Development, with me, I have the director, Melissa Banasconi. Melissa, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks, Kaban. How are you doing?
I'm always well. Let's talk about mental health awareness. What are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so Kaban, today we're going to really focus on the importance of making your mental health a priority and a holistic approach to improving your well-being. And of course, we need to keep in mind that October is Mental Health Awareness Month, which makes it quite important.
So let's start off somewhere. What exactly is mental health?
Okay, so if we look at the World Health Organization's actual definition of mental health, it is seen as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes their own potential. They can cope with the normal stresses of their lives. They can work productively and fruitfully, and they're also able to make a contribution to their community. The World Health Organization is also very focused on the fact that health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity.
Why should students make their mental health a priority?
So mental health, we need to remember that we are holistic human beings, and taking that into consideration, mental health needs to be a priority in our daily functioning. So if we look at something like brushing your teeth, we all brush our teeth more than once every day in order to avoid decay and to maintain our hygiene. So it's a habit, a daily habit that we have. Also, if we are feeling ill or not well, we go and seek medical help. So we'll go to the pharmacy or consult with a medical doctor. If we ever experience persistent flu-related symptoms like coughing, sneezing, or fever. So I just want to emphasize that we need to put the same level of effort into our mental health as what we do for our physical health, because your mind is not a separate entity from the rest of your body. The two are connected and interdependent.
So Melissa, what role does emotions play in physical well-being?
So emotions can emerge in physiological ways within our body. So if you look at whether you're feeling stressed or anxious, physiologically, you might be experiencing headaches, sweating, tension in your arms, shoulders, or neck, and your heart may even beat faster, or you may struggle to sleep. Then if we look at a positive emotion like happiness or feeling excited, there your heart rate increases, your sympathetic nervous system increases the activity, and your brain begins to signal the increased production of hormones, such as endorphins and serotonin. And these are all released into your bloodstream. The outcome of this is that your body will begin to relax, leading to a decrease in your heart rate and lower levels of blood pressure and the stress hormone of cortisol. So once again, it is vital to pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and daily behaviors. And you must acknowledge and express your emotions, as this will contribute to maintaining good mental health and have a positive impact on other aspects of your well-being, including your physical well-being.
So talking to Melissa Banasconi, she's the Director for Student Counseling and Development. Let's talk about a couple of tips. What top tips can you give us for being proactive with regards to one's mental health?
So Herman, as mentioned earlier, we are holistic beings, so we need to take an holistic approach to improving our well-being. The different dimensions that we look at with regards to mental well-being are firstly intellectual, emotional, physical, social, spiritual, and financial. So on an intellectual level, you could consider things like time management and effective planning. Emotionally, work on acceptance, assertiveness, self-care, and self-love. Physically, it's very important to eat, sleep, and exercise enough, and of course to drink plenty of water. At the social dimension, always be aware of the support systems and structures that are available to you within your family or friendship circles, and also the resources available on campus. Spiritually, we need to make time for what gives us purpose and what gives us meaning in life. And financially, always put effort into effective financial planning and budgeting.
How does the University of the Free State, in particular Student Counseling and Development, provide support to students who may be having mental health challenges?
Okay, so the psychologists and counselors at Student Counseling and Development provide psychological support and interventions to all registered UFS students. And our services are also free for all registered students. The different services that we offer include counseling on an individual or group level, as well as career counseling. We do mental health skills-based workshops covering topics such as stress management, anger management, assertiveness, emotional intelligence, how to have a healthy relationship, the importance of self-care, some self-discovery, and also mental health survival. Then we also have mental health programs, which include our Rational Emotive Behavioral Therapy program, which helps you to focus on your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and how to have helpful thoughts so that you can have positive emotions. We help you improve your self-esteem. And then we also have the GROW program, which focuses on building resilience. Some initiatives that we are offering at the moment is the UFS Student Toolkit, which is available to all registered students, as well as our Wellbeing Warriors initiative. And then we are also doing telepsychology, telephonic counseling and referrals. And as from the 1st of September, there is a dedicated UFS student care line, which is a 24-hour helpline that the students can call. And that number is 0800-006363.
Now, I heard you mentioned earlier about October being Mental Health Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So, Gerben, the month of October is a significant one, not only in South Africa, but worldwide. So you are correct, the whole month of October is Mental Health Awareness Month. Then more specifically, we have World Mental Health Awareness Week, which runs from the 4th to the 10th of October. And then the big day is World Mental Health Day, which is on the 10th of October. During this month, SED will be running various awareness campaigns, and our theme for the month is Hope for Humanity. Some of the activities that we will be focusing on is a Pay It Forward challenge. We will also be doing some articles and podcasts, as well as asking some students to share their stories of hope and motivation for the other students. We will also be doing a radio interview on QLIT radio station, and we are running a competition for our students where they can actually win data prizes. So we'd like to encourage all students to keep an eye on the social media platforms for more information on the activities during Mental Health Awareness Month. The last thing I want to mention, Gerben, is that we really hope that our students feel encouraged and empowered to take the necessary steps to improve their mental health and well-being. After all, our motto at Student Counseling Development is Clear Mind, Clear Path.
Thank you very much. That was Melissa Banasconi. She's the Director for Student Counseling and Development at the University of the Free State. This was a COFSI Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by COFSI FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning, and today with Student Counseling and Development.